Bianca.
Welcome, Bevan, to your podcast.
Yes. Thank you, Bianca. Thanks for welcoming me to my podcast.
It's my pleasure. Before we begin this episode where we're discussing habits, I do want to take a moment, respectful moment of peace. I want to take a moment of silence, a moment of silence for our lost Biscuit Reynolds. There's a beautiful portrait in the background. I want to honor that. Goddess bless.
Goddess bless. That is
you, Bevan.
Biscuit Reynolds loved to make me laugh. And thank you for making me laugh and then pause for the cat, the feline overlord.
Sending love.
Oh, Biscuit Reynolds. I miss him.
I miss him too. I will relinquish my power. You may now host your own podcast.
Oh my God, that was really funny. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's really my pleasure.
Bianca is a Sagittarius sun, heavy clown energy, with an Aries rising, and that's a chart ruled by Mars, because Aries leading planet or head planet, whoever, is Mars. And so then you look to wherever Mars is in the chart, and your Mars is in Aries in the first house. So you are here with a job. You are here to light up the world and to do your thing. And Capricorn moon, like, your emotions are also boss and in check. I think you are like the perfect person to talk to us about habits, Bianca.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Bevan. I agree that I am the perfect person to talk about habits.
I love a Capricorn moon so much.
Me too.
I agree. Like, the natural boss of the world is a Capricorn moon. I want to say like Capricorn suns too, but like, you know, my Scorpio moon runs this ship. So, and my Mercury in Sagittarius is my chart ruler. So I'm here to yuck things up.
I couldn't be where I am without your energy. I mean, you send me vibes and it's received.
Yes. Yes. Bianca, I always love to start with business in the front. And since I'm hosting my podcast again, I'd love to ask you about how people can interact with you. What do you do? What do you offer to the world, and how can people find you?
I am a fitness instructor and exercise coach. You can find me on Instagram at hi.biancaruso, spelled phonetically BIANCARUSSO. You can also go to my website, biancarusofitness.com, where you can add your name to my wait list for personal training, because I'm fully booked up, being one of the best.
Fully booked up. We love a body positive, fully booked up personal trainer on Zoom.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
That's good boundaries too. Something I'm really unlearning in decoloniality is this idea of infinite scale. Capitalism is based in extraction, ad infinitum. But actually, if we could, we have everything we need to have a renewable economy that's based on renewable energy. And one thing that is also renewable energy is our human finite energy. So like, yes, you book clients from like whenever, very early in the morning to like a specific time of the day, and then you're done. You don't see any more clients. And then it's all about you.
It's true. It's true. I was actually reflecting on this in the shower before I came on this podcast, and I was thinking, it's a matter of acceptance. I accept that I am at my energy capacity. And also as a result, it is also out of respect for my customers. I don't want people to pay money and, you know, buy an expensive package where then they don't have any availability for appointments. So,
yeah, I love that. And like, yeah, the customer experience is also a really important thing. I think we fail to think of in like sort of white supremacist colonialist thinking, because like, it's all about the individual instead of like empathy and the other. And like, that's kind of the first rule of How to Win Friends and Influence People, the book, is about thinking about things from the other person's perspective. So like, having a solid client experience, I love that that's a very big priority for you.
A wonderful person in our community called Jenna Slaughter says they lead their business with a heart forward mentality, meaning not business first, not money first, just being a decent person, being emotionally available, empathetic, and compassionate. And that's the kind of energy that's going to heal our planet and heal our hearts.
Amen. Oh, I see it. I see it as possible in this moment. I see it as possible that we can heal
I do too.
Planet and our hearts.
Thank you for seeing that.
Yeah, you know what? It's a choice to slot into that energy because it's real easy to get stuck in the material world. But I don't think that we came here to like watch this thing fall apart. I think we came here to build the world of our dreams, which means some time and space in the Delulu world where like it doesn't seem possible and yet it is possible. Let's focus on this possibility.
Let us make it a habit to make choices and decisions that serve us and our Mother Earth. Do you think if we called it Planet Earth, we would respect it more?
Oh, great.
I meant to say, excuse me, did I say Father Earth? That's what I meant to say.
Oh, you said Planet Earth. But
I meant to, excuse me. Do you think if we called our planet Father Earth, we would respect it more?
Oh, are you calling out the patriarchy, Bianca?
Am I?
Oh my God, please have a sound effect for calling out the patriarchy.
This is the patriarchy tambourine.
This is not an episode, like a podcast where I have a lot of like noisemakers, but it's not a podcast without noisemakers. So
I embody all the noisemakers, especially being that I'm wearing an Iowa number 22 shirt, Caitlin Clark. Thank you very much for what you've done for women's basketball.
Oh, you know what? As someone who's like just gay enough, to be like, to know that there's something big happening in women's basketball, but just like non-sports identified enough to have not really dug into the info. Do you want to give the folks in my podcast land a little, I hate to say, the very first sports segment in this podcast history, but here we are. Tell me about the women's basketball situation.
Let me ask you if you're willing to negotiate. Are you willing to give me permissions to share my screen?
Oh, fuck yeah, absolutely.
Then yes, I will happily tell you how historical this winter has been for women in sports.
Did it work? Okay, so for those of you out in podcast audio land, we are looking at Bianca's screen and there is, oh my God, it's a graph. And it says Caitlin Clark and each other's something something D1 hoops players this season. Oh,
excuse me, respectfully, I'm gonna commandeer and explain this graph.
Okay, you may now host the podcast, Bianca.
With love and respect, Bevan, what we see here, dear listeners, is a line graph. Caitlin Clark in green and each of the other 9,718 Division I college basketball players this season.
Did you make this graph, Bianca?
No, I did not. I will so happily explain from whom I received this graph. Along the x-axis, we see points. Along the y-axis, we see assists.
Not planned, by the way. There was like no discussion of women's basketball before this podcast began. And now we're looking at a graph. Okay, keep going.
Okay. So what you would see if you were viewing this graph is a majority of names amalgamated toward, you know, the bottom left and kind of veering up and becoming less and less. There are a lot of people who had 50 assists and 200 points in white font. And at the title of the chart in green is Caitlin Clark. And so I was looking, when I first received it, I was looking, I was like, where is Caitlin Clark's name? Holy beep! Way up here! It's almost off the charts, people.
A literal almost off the chart. Wait, so Caitlin Clark is out here assisting 350 times. Assists are like when you pass the ball to someone who scores?
Correct, Bevan.
Okay, I was the statistician for the boys varsity basketball team in lieu of being a cheerleader. I learned all their rhymes while I was sitting there doing math. But now they have robots that do that job now, so there's no nerdy fat girl.
Aggressive, B-E, aggressive. A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, B-E, aggressive.
Clap, 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 clap. The tambourine could have happened. Okay. So Caitlin Clark is really just like not just out here scoring points, but like really helping other people score. Teamwork.
Let's also clarify that Caitlin Clark is not also helping other people on her team score points. Caitlin Clark is also expanding the impact of women's sports in general. Mm. The previous basketball games had outrageous viewership, 8 million viewers, 12 million viewers. And the stats that came out were, they're ineffable, right? I can't even explain. The games that Caitlin Clark played had more viewership than like all baseball MLB games ever, you know, like 90% more viewership than like all the NBA games last year and blah, 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 blah. You can Google it. She has done tremendous things for women's sports, period. But let's get back to the podcast, Bethan.
Okay, but no, like something happened. Was she on Iowa? That was Caitlin Clark is in Iowa?
Yes, she is a graduating senior from Iowa University. Coach Bluter, number 22. Thank you for what you've done, Caitlin Clark.
Okay, Coach Bluter is the one who was crying on the internet yesterday.
The coach that you probably saw crying was maybe Coach Dawn Staley, the coach of the South Carolina.
Dawn Staley. Yes.
Yes. Congratulations, South Carolina, for your championship win.
Oh, okay. So they won over Iowa, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
They had an undefeated season, 37-0.
But Caitlin Clark really led that Iowa team to the championship.
It's true.
Okay. And okay, is
I'm so excited we're talking about sports.
I can't believe you tricked me into talking about sports. But I'm interested. I'm gonna keep going. Great. So okay. I saw a thing about a coach who was very well dressed and had fun outfits. Was that the coach of Iowa?
No, that sounds like Coach Mulkey of LSU.
They're doing so much in women's basketball. I can't believe there are so many iconic teams and people happening.
Yes, and thank goddess, the hosts of all the basketball women's college basketball games that I saw this year were also completely Black women. That has not always been the case.
I'm so excited about this. I feel like this has been like a kind of no duh thing, but like in terms of the patriarchy, like we've always known that it's bad and it's terrible. And there's lots of, you know, things.
We have.
But I'm starting to like understand, like Marianne Williamson wrote this thing about like, and she's like, I don't know how old she's in her 60s, probably. Right. And like, she wrote a thing about her campaign experience and just how much more misogynistic than she even thought it could be. It was. And like, I'm like, yeah, I think it's like there's some of us who are raised with like a culture of feminism in a way that where like it's kind of like no duh, you know what I mean? But like men are out here still being totally socialized by the patriarchy and women support them. And like it's like I think the times we're in, they are changing, but we're having these like paradigm shifts where there's those of us out here who are like, yeah, you guys are still acting like that. Why? You know, like women's basketball has always been amazing, you know, but like now people get it. And like, there's just some, like, I want people to be out here with like, there's nothing to prove except exactly who you are and like doing you heavily in whatever way that looks.
If I'm not mistaken, when I was reading about the eclipse yesterday after the maximum coverage, if I recall correctly, we are now moving into a more feminine energy. And everywhere I look, I see, and I'm so grateful.
I see excellent women everywhere I go. And I see men who are willing to defer to the fact that everyone's just a person. And like, we're all in it together. And like, someone else shining doesn't make you shine any less. But mediocrity will not do. Like, I think we've got patriarchy creates weak men. Like, it creates men who are just used to being catered to instead of like, it's just, you know, I see it. I'm about to read Bell Hooks's The Will to Change, and I'm excited to hear how she proposes. And I usually agree with her, how she proposes that we can like get out of this ratcheted old patriarchy and into like something more wonderful. Age of Aquarius for all of us.
I have met a lot of wonderful men this year, and I have become really good friends with some straight cis men who I'm like, are you just like really wise and a good listener? And they're just really good. There are like some really great guys out there. They play pickleball, probably why they're so awesome.
I love that you have pickleball bros who are a good shining example of masculinity. I too have a community where I meet men who like really are about living their most excellent empathetic lives
Yeah.
and being of service to the world, including like a tender masculinity. And I love it.
Yeah. You know what's obsolete? Showing weak, so showing emotion, being and regarding that as a weakness is completely obsolete. The strongest men that I know and that I like the most have emotional capacities and know when to shut the fuck up.
And strong people know that their tears are really important and they gotta let them flow. And so I think every time I cry, instead of judging myself, I'm pat myself on the back for just letting it flow and being strong.
Absolutely. That reminds me of something I was also reflecting on earlier. Let me pause and see if I can collect my thoughts. I'm gonna take a sip of water.
Okay. Everyone else, everyone take a sip of water. It's like a drinking game.
Water yourself.
Water
Water
yourself.
yourself. Come on. What were we just discussing?
We were talking about tender masculinity.
Oh yeah. This is maybe out of left field. This idea of tender masculinity reminded me of something that I was thinking about earlier, which isn't directly related. But I was just p reflecting on the fact that, I didn't survive my trauma to apologize for who I am as a result of my abuser's behaviors. I'm out here and I am emotional. I'm out here and I get dysregulated, but that's who I am. And I love myself. I love myself even when I'm imperfect because I have learned my skills to pause, check myself, and like execute my skills that I've learned through 20 years of therapy.
20 year pew 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 I think your Zoom is set up to cut out background noise because I'm not hearing the tambourine and I see you rattling it. Nope. No, it's a
Oh.
Zoom setting. Okay. Now that we have sh said not all men. Which is true. I mean, also not all women. Like, there are lots of like hater women out there, especially I'm gonna call out boomers, like especially a lot of boomers out there just like wielding an iron fist, trying to be authoritarians over unruly women. I just
Look.
finished Untamed by Glennon Doyle, and she calls out how women are afraid of other confident women, and that as
Yeah.
when that rage comes up, that like you want to put someone in their place. Take a breath and consider who
Yeah.
you want to be in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Make it a habit to pause and reflect.
I want to say, like, even if it feels impossible for you to make that a habit, I have made it a habit and I was very impulsive for much of my younger years.
We
And
have. Excuse me, Ben, please, please.
no, you say.
We all have habits, whether they're good or bad or neutral. We have habits. It's just a matter if you stop and think, is this what I do regularly? Right? We are very often kind of dull and not attentive. Everything that we do is a habit, whether it's harmful or productive. So make it a habit to pause and ask yourself, does this serve me? What are my needs? What do I want? Make a choice. You're allowed to do
This is how we take our attention back from colonization and all of those things that are just indoctrinated into us. We're trained, not taught, to just habitually do things, including oppress other people and ourselves.
Yeah, because it makes people rich.
Yes, and
And
it's not
nobody
you.
listening to this
It doesn't
doesn't know
make you
that.
rich. I
No.
swear to you, if you master habits, you will be rich. And I mean rich in money sense and also like peace. Which I think is a
Yes.
form of wealth in play
Yes.
and joy and pleasure. Like you can be rich in lots of things, in relationships.
Yes. In any manner that you choose to prioritize for yourself. We aren't accustomed to making choices. We are accustomed to standing standing up straight, walking in a single file line, being quiet through the hallways, raising your hand when you want an opportunity to speak. All these rules are completely made up. So make up your own rules, question everything that you believe. Is it hard? Yes. But is it worth it? Yes. Liberation now. Pew, 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 pew.
Yes. Okay. Habits take the thinking out of doing.
Habits take the thinking out of doing. Yes.
And it takes a while to build your habits. And you can be a person beyond your wildest dreams in 5 years if you just start now and start small.
It's true. It's absolutely true. You cannot arrive at the summit of the mountain unless you take one step at a time, starting at the base.
Yeah. And I
Is it
really,
hard? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes.
I think if you want to do it in the future, you should just start today. Just take some like mediocre crawling step towards it to affirm that identity. That's from Atomic Habits.
Absolutely, because in addition to all these rules being constructed, time is also a construct. No matter when you decide to pause and think, it's always the now. So choose this moment to change your life. Serve yourself, not others.
Yes. Okay. Bianca, when we caught up as friends a couple few weeks ago, and I was talking about doing a habits podcast, and you were like, I have a lot to say about habits. And I know you came prepared. So please, Professor Bianca, no degrees required. The School of Hard Knocks and 20 years of therapy.
Well, let me pull up my email to you as I don't have that prompt in front of me.
All right.
Here we go. The first thing that I think we all need to do when considering our habits is a balance between forgiveness, flexibility, and discipline.
Forgiveness, flexibility, and discipline.
We have to remember that the bodies that we are in and the brains that we have are just older versions of our little selves. And deconstructing all this crap and making new choices is going to be uncomfortable, but it's okay to be uncomfortable. You have to choose. To what degree are you okay with being uncomfortable? I think I'm gonna pause and I'm gonna restart what I say
I love it.
because I'm gonna be forgiving with myself.
And you know what? Sometimes people need to hear it a couple times in a row in order to land it.
I sent you a couple of resources, Bevan, before we started recording, and one of them is a book by Charles Duhigg, The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life of Business. Content warning. Pretty sure Charles Duhigg is a white man, so we know there's going to be some, body shaming and stupid stuff when he talks about habits and physical activity. So check that. But there are a lot of great tips in that book. Now, what I thought was humorous when I was like looking at the list of things that I sent you, they're actually a list of things that I engaged with at various crises in my life.
Listen,
So,
rock bottom is rock bottom for a reason. Like sometimes that shit's happening because you need to do something else. And like that something else is something you need to commit. Like I know when I don't do all the things on my little daily habits list that like I am likely to have a really wonky brain day. Do I want to live that way? No, that steals from my peace. So I use my habits so that I can be in the
yes.
frame of mind I choose because again, we're living by choice and not by default anymore.
Yes. So, if you want to make changes, it might be a good idea to get out of your head and read the ideas of someone else.
Yes.
That's why I would recommend that book. The other resource that I had shared with you is it's an album by Snail Mail. Baltimore band. It's not a new album, but it's called Habit. And you might choose to listen to this or any album or any song that brings you your desired result. If you're feeling like you're on rock bottom, remember, of course, the only direction you can go is up from there. Anyway, choose some music or any sort of creative stimulus that changes your energy, that shifts your mindset so that you can have something intervene with your own self in your head. Because if you're feeling like you're on rock bottom, the worst thing that you can do for yourself, of course, is to ruminate and spiral emotionally downward.
Amen. I'm going to add to this list, and I'll just put links to this in the show notes. You sent me a PDF, and I learned how to upload a PDF onto my own website today. I had to Google an article, but I did it. But I also am going to put a link to my affirmation music playlist, which is literally what I play now. A listener reminded me that in episode 2, I talk about my gay divorce and how there were days that I was so like spiraled out that I had to listen to someone else talking to me. And I will go with Joel Osteen, because he's so positive, right? And like, that's how I want to believe my life is going to turn out. And I've really vibed away from Joel Osteen in the last few years, because I just need people in my ears who align closer to my values. Like, we have a lot of values overlap, but like, don't understand about the gay marriage stuff, Joel Osteen, never will. But anyway, so for me, it's like affirmation music has really taken that place. It's like
totally
affirmation music or Michael Bernard Beckwith, who's the spiritual leader of Agape International Spiritual Center. So it's like those two are the things I go when I spiral. But I'll link to my affirmations music playlist. It's nice to have a beat, and it's just nice. I just put it on random and let the goddess like tell me what I need to hear in my ear to like wash my brain of whatever is spiraling that moment.
One thing that I also have quite enjoyed doing is using my iPhone and recording my own voice, speaking affirmations to myself, listening to my own voice in my AirPods as I fall asleep. Because even if I'm not awake, my subconscious mind is hearing the voice that I hear the most, my voice, telling me things that I want to believe and I want to accept and I want to manifest, and it basically is no effort to me.
What are your favorite affirmations right now that you're working with?
Oh, my favorite? Money comes to me in avalanches of abundance through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I am one with my God frequency. Anything and everything that I desire is already mine. It's time to accept and receive.
I love this.
I love you.
Yeah. Oh my God. And you're right. Like our voice is like 10 times more powerful than even our thoughts, and our thoughts create our life. So like doing those little recordings, such a good idea.
You said something so important. Our thoughts create our life.
Yes.
I'm going to repeat that. Your thoughts create your life.
I'm just going to ask, are you living in a river of poo, or are you living in a river of pizza and donuts?
Let me tell y'all something. I have a clinical diagnosis of PTSD. I know for a fact that my thoughts can make me physically fucking ill and sick. And I realized if my negative thoughts can make me feel physically ill and sick, why can't my positive thoughts make me feel positive things? Guess what? They can.
They really can. I think where we go wrong sometimes is assuming like, oh, I'm better now, I don't need to keep doing these things. It's just like,
yeah, I mean, when I'm out of breath out of swimming and I come up for air from the pool and I'm like, oh good, I have air now. That doesn't mean that I have to stop breathe. I can stop breathing, you know. There are our heart involuntarily beats, our eyes involuntarily blink. Let's not involuntarily think. Intentional. I didn't rhyme on purpose. Pew, 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 pew. There are, Bevan, let's water ourselves. Bevan's taking a drink if you're in podcast land. There have been declassified documents from the Central Intelligence Agency posted on the public internet that essentially verify and validate the powers of manifestation.
Remember when the CIA said there weren't aliens, and then all of a sudden in 2020 they were like, yeah, there's been aliens this whole time. I love this. I love that they're telling us about the power of affirmation.
Yeah, it's like extremely dense 39-page report, and you know, it's academic, and if you have interest in reading that, if you want your mind blown, Google declassified documents from the CIA discussing the, what the fuck is it called? One moment, please.
Okay, we're going to our research. I feel like there are some podcasts where
the gateway process.
The gateway process, where there's like a research person, which is really just someone who's there to Google at a moment's notice.
Yeah. To quickly segue into habits again, if you're not using ChatGPT, aka Super Google, to help you with structure in your life and habits in your life, it's something free that you can use to help yourself.
What? How does one use artificial intelligence to enhance one's habits, Bianca?
Well, what is a habit that you are looking to enact in your life, Bevan?
Well, I'll say this is what I'm working on right now, which is just being in such regular touch with all of my friends that I'm randomly calling people every day.
Okay, so what we're talking about is a desire to be connected with others. Let me try to think of something off the top of my head. We have brains that can create thoughts, and you can create any thought and ask any question to ChatGPT. And I'm not like saying that you should use ChatGPT to like, you know, plagiarize and have it write a book for you, but you can use it as your personal assistant. Let me think. So off the top of my head, I'll say, list 10, or how about this? This is what I'm going to type in. Think like a therapist. My goal is to improve my habits so that I improve the quality of my sleep and feel more inclined to socialize, so that my depression symptoms improve.
What? You know what? Send. This is what I've learned in my psychic classes. This is what I learned in Leah Garza's Akashic Mentorship, is that the answer is in the questions. And so, like, really, if you get good at asking questions, like, correct, you will get better psychic answers. You will get, correct, better results in your journaling if you're asking the right questions, right? And so, like, sometimes you need a teacher to teach you how to ask the right questions. This is extraordinary that you have helped us, like, figure out, like, you know, I need to blank and blank and blank. Here, ChatGPT, help me figure this out.
Right. And the response that ChatGPT gives you should be just kind of like a prompt to get you thinking in the direction that you set off in the first place. It might give you ideas to ask another question. And the next thing you know, you're like, wow, I have so many resources at my disposal to, like, you know, structure my day exactly as I want. And I never would have thought of this if I didn't ask AI.
Wow. Brilliant.
I used ChatGPT to, like, outline a contract for me, and it saved me not only time but money.
I am so excited. As a former attorney, I'm so excited that, like, what I do now cannot be outsourced to AI. Like, yeah, sure, AI could probably host a podcast, but not my podcast.
Definitely.
I mean, pew, 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 pew. You can throw in all those noises you want, ChatGPT, but you will never have my special sauce. But definitely, like, contracts should be written by AI, maybe reviewed by lawyers, but, like,
List 20 words that rhyme with habits. Rabbit, habitat. That's actually not very good. Tablet, orbit, gambit. You can use it for anything. Any question that you have, be specific, ask it, And the rest is history.
Do you think ChatGPT has a gender? Or do you think it's non-binary, they, them?
Let's ask them, what is your gender?
What? Yeah, that's the best answer. Always ask the entity whose gender you're wondering about directly.
As an AI language model created by OpenAI, I don't have a gender. I exist solely as a software program designed to assist and provide information to users like yourself. If you have any other questions or need assistance with anything else, feel free to ask.
Okay, so ChatGPT is agender, and correct. So we're going to do our best to avoid gendering ChatGPT at all, because that's ChatGPT's request. And I wonder if ChatGPT is ever going to have top surgery.
TBD.
I will donate to your fundraiser, ChatGPT. What was the answer to your mental health question, and how did you phrase it again, so people can land it and practice writing it out? Because I know someone's got their Notes Out app right now who's going to write down what they're going to ask ChatGPT for the mental health plan.
I said to ChatGPT, think like a therapist. My goal is to improve my habits. Doesn't matter that my grammar's wrong. They understand. Think like a therapist. My goal is to improve my habits so that my sleep quality improves, and so that I feel more inclined to socialize, so that my depression symptoms improve. ChatGPT did give me about a 300-word answer, but let me just start with its intro. With their intro? Improving your habits to enhance the quality of your sleep and increase your inclination to socialize is a commendable goal, especially when dealing with depression symptoms.
Wait,
let's break.
ChatGPT is starting with affirming you, which
let's
I
go.
Actually good communication skills.
Yeah. It says, let's break down some strategies and approaches that might help you to achieve this. I'll read the first three of nine.
Wow.
Number one, establish a consistent sleep schedule. Aim to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. Consistency helps regulate your body's internal clock, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. Number two, create a relaxing bedtime routine. Develop a calming pre-sleep ritual to signal your body that it's time to wind down. This could include activities such as reading, taking a warm bath, practicing relaxation techniques like deep breathing or meditation, or listening to soothing music. And I'm going to read number seven. Gradual exposure to socializing. If socializing feels daunting, start small and gradually increase your interactions. Consider reaching out to a trusted friend or family member for a low-key activity, such as going for a walk or grabbing a coffee. Building up your social connection slowly can help create feelings of anxiety or isolation. Most notably, the last item that ChatGPT suggests is seek professional support. Very responsible. Consider reaching out to a therapist or counselor who can provide you personalized strategies and support for managing depression symptoms and improving sleep habits. Therapy can offer a safe space to explore your thoughts and feelings, developing coping skills, and work toward your goals. Remember, making changes to your habits takes time and effort. So be patient and kind to yourself throughout the process. Celebrate small victories along the way and don't hesitate to ask for support when needed. You're taking positive steps toward improving your well-being, and that's something to be proud of.
I am actually far more impressed with ChatGPT's answer than I thought I would be. And also, I'm still glad to have you, Bianca Russo, on my podcast to talk about how to do habits. Because, like, the personal touch, the storytelling experience, that's how people learn the best. But I love ChatGPT as a tool. That was a better answer than I expected.
Yeah, I think that the most important thing in any healing is relatability. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to relate to AI, to artificial intelligence, but AI may give me ideas how to approach relatability that are practical.
I mean, here's the thing. First of all, tomorrow begins tonight. I actually regretted not talking about that on my solo episode about habits. And so I love that that's what ChatGPT went with, is like, let's talk about your sleep first and foremost. But also, like, AI is non-corporal. It doesn't exist in a body. So it doesn't have the finite resource.
Thank you for defining that. I didn't know what corporal meant.
Yeah, a corporeal of the body, right? And so like AI is not bound to Earth in the same way. AI just kind of exists through like electricity, much as we exist through electricity, but like it doesn't have the life force energy pumping its heart and breathing its breath like we do. And so we have more limitations on how we can help. So unlike ChatGPT, we're not available 24/7. We have finite energetic resources.
Yes, it's true.
Bianca, what are your tips for habits? Tell me more about what you have to offer. But I think sending people to ChatGPT for a personalized mental health habits plan, and also start slow. Oh, another good thing about AI, their ChatGPT's advice is the panic zone and the growth zone. Like you don't want to get, if you push yourself too far too fast, and I say this as I have pushed myself too far too fast so many times, and now I know Bevan likes to go slow. I like to wade slowly to the cold pool. I am not someone who like I'm not going down the water slide. Like I don't want to get my hair wet, right? Like I'm just gonna live the way I need to live slowly but steadily. Bevan can change, and like I have to tell you, gradual over time is my bae. And like in this year, 2024, I've been like intentional, gradual, like boil. Like I call it Coltrane winter because I started it in the winter. So like girl moss summer was me learning how to just completely self-regulate and just rest and like not push. And so now I'm learning how to turn on my burners at the pace of peace. And that's all habits.
I want to thank you for that John Coltrane reference. Make your decision about your habits jazzy. How do you know if your habits serve you? I think it's important to have a framework to analyze what your habits are and how they make you feel so that you can make a choice. Does this serve me or does this harm me? I created a PDF for you, Bevan, which you so admirably added to your website.
So the
And
people here can click you a link and you'll get right to it because Bianca gave it to me. And now I know how to upload a PDF to Squarespace.
a clicky link.
It's not the same as an image.
It's not. You can fill it out. You can print it. You can fill it out.
Ooh.
The PDF that I sent to you that's on your website, I dug from the files of my memory. And this is a formula that I learned in harm reduction therapy. It's a matter of listing your urges, your inclinations that you are questioning. If you drink alcohol and you're, and that we would consider that like an urge. If you question whether you're addicted to your phone, picking up your phone would be an urge. So you would fill this PDF out. And let's use phone addiction as an example. Urge, phone addiction. What are the positives of acting on my urge? What are, Bevan is buckling over laughing if you're in podcast land. Can you explain yourself?
Such a phone addiction. Like
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't mean to call you out.
is it a problem? It's a question I wrestle with all the time. I fucking love Instagram. My friends are there. You know
Right,
what I mean? I love
right.
Discord. My friends are there. Like I have this kind
Right.
of Mercury and Sagittarius curiosity about other people, and like I Scorpio moon curiosity about other people. So like it is
Right.
really kind of my addiction to other people in like flashy addictive form. And so I am always wrestling with like how much time am I spending doing? Is it work?
Right. Well, oh man, and to say wrestling as like the verb in your metaphor is also reminds me of like, slowness as your bae is like gas efficiency, fuel efficiency. If I slam on my accelerator pedal and the RPMs, the rotations per minute, are so high, I simply can't sustain that without burning a lot of fuel. I digress.
Yeah, I also want to say when I said Coltrane winter, I meant like the Coltrane at Dollywood that you shovel coal into. But I love that it came out Coltrane, like John Coltrane and like jazz, because yes, that's also how I work at the pace of peace is like I love listening to jazz, but I also really love listening to like Dead and Company, which is kind of like jazz. Like while I work, it's just like groove. Like this is the pace we're going. We're having a good time. We're not like toiling, right? Like, and it's a totally different approach to work than what I used to have as like a self-abusive Capricorn.
Oh my gosh. Jazz is improvisation. We can only improvise once we learn the rules and break them. When it comes to your phone addiction as your urge, consider filling out this PDF, which at the top says how to choose or abolish your habits.
You want to share the screen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I do.
We got another graph, folks. Different
kind
of graph, though.
I am sharing my screen. Phone addiction. What are the positives of acting on my urge?
I can talk to my friend.
What are the negatives of acting on my urge?
I'm continuing to check on the internet instead of doing something more restorative.
What are the positives of resisting that urge?
More time to feel smugly attached to doing a better, more nourishing thing to me.
And what are the negatives of resisting that urge?
I don't get to talk to my friends.
It's a very helpful formula to think thoroughly through a question, you know?
This is brilliant.
Harm reduction therapy, very effective.
It's good. I mean, the whole concept of harm reduction, I think, is something that is not, again, we're going to call out colonialism, coloniality, because there's a lot of black and white thinking. This is also true in alcoholism, too, and white supremacy thinking. And black and white thinking says there's no choice, but harm reduction says, like, how do we make this something you can do, but in a less harmful way? Like, if one is a food addict or a work addict or a shopping addict, those are all things you have to do to live in capitalism. And how can we do it in a way that, like, is not harmful?
Yeah, another thing that I learned in therapy, what you just said, is opposite action. You know, when it comes to, I drink 24 beers a day, it's harming me and harming others. The opposite would be stopping drinking completely. It is so hard to go from black to white. It is so hard to go from the agonist to the antagonist without every single degree in between. Just because we can't see immediately all the things in the middle doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. You can make choices so that things serve you. You are unique. There is no other brain like your brain. So make habits that are unique to your specific needs. Choose you, baby.
Yeah, choose you. You're one of one. You're here. I believe we're all, like, made uniquely for a purpose. And, like, there's only one of us that exists, and that humans are different by design, and our species strength is all of our different differences, like all of our different strengths woven together, right? And, like, I think we have everything we need on this planet right now to solve all of the world's problems. We're just systemically disempowered by the supremacist cultures we're raised in. And I'm really excited for more and more people to just recognize their own power and pursue their own desires and destinies instead of getting stuck in the man's hole, you know, like doing
whoa,
the man.
That was gay.
You know what? Yeah. I meant that in a gay way.
I have to give credit where credit is due. That wasn't my idea. You know, the fact that it's like your brain is unique to you. Shout out to my wonderful girlfriend, Jessica Anker in Michigan.
Pew, pew, pew,
go
pew.
Wolverines. It's true. You know, it's like to if someone's like hating the way they think, it's like, wait, that doesn't serve me. If I hate myself, like, I'm the last person that I will ever have on this earth. Let me be my greatest ally.
Boom.
You know.
What time do you go to bed, Bianca?
Let me start by saying I live in New Mexico, which is the mountain time zone. However, all of my clients, or excuse me, 90% of my clients live in the Eastern time zone. So I go to bed at 9 p.m. Eastern, aka 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Let me clarify. I wind down at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Is it still bright out? Yes. Was that difficult for me at first? Of course. But you know what I did? I customized my life to make it work for me. I put a tint on my windows so that it's darker. I put blackout curtains so that it's completely pitch black. I have the noise machines. I set alarms for myself. Monday through Friday, there's an alarm that goes off at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, that say wind down so that I know to put my phone down. Because if I continue to use my phone until the very last note, this is not a shot at you, Ben. If I continue to use my phone until the very moment that I want to fall asleep, my sleep chemistry is not going to respond because blue light, I don't know the exact science, but it basically is like anti-melatonin. That melatonin is the chemical that we need to start falling asleep.
I have, so here's how I've harm reduced my bedtime screen time, because like I'm getting better and better at like laying flat by 9 p.m. Pacific. And but I still loved like my love rectangle, like the things in my phone. So I put the little brightness all the way down and I wear blue light glasses. So the
Very
glasses
smart.
I got recently are blue light
I
blocking.
love that.
They even came with a little laser pointer of blue light, so you can see that it blocks the blue light. So
Oh,
like
that's fun.
I'm there, glasses on, with my little scrolling, and like back in the Biscuit Reynolds times, he would be laying on my chest and I would be scrolling a
Yes.
little. And now it's just me and pretend Biscuit Reynolds, or ghost Biscuit Reynolds, but I have an actual pretend. Like my friend Alexis gave me a little stuffed
Oh.
elephant on the day he passed, and it has been the perfect little like
I
surrogate
love that.
snuggle. Yeah.
That's
So
so
anyway,
beautiful.
I'm there in bed scrolling away if I want to, or listening to an audiobook and just like really turning off my brain and just having some like quiet rest time. At camp, we called it me time, where you had to be on your bunk from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. after lunch. And you didn't have to nap, but you did have to do something quiet. And I think that's kind of what I do for myself as I like wind down.
It sounds like you harm reduced and you have remained disciplined with yourself. Because
Yeah.
you've noticed positive results as like because of those limitations. You've customized your routine to
Yes,
serve you and only you.
I will say here's the positive results. It's almost like my positive results is my lack of mental spirals, because like we just had this major eclipse and I got this like tea from my friend Jana of Feeling Loudly. I got a year ahead astrology reading on the occasion of the new astrological year that happens when we enter at the spring equinox, when we enter Aries season, right? It's the beginning of our astrological year. So she said, like, you're getting a lot of psychic downloads this year. Like, basically, your guides are like, you need to lay flat for 12 hours a day. Like, and it's been essential for my muscle restoration. It's been like really good for me to just like have this, like, I just build it in. It's like built into my plan for my life is just these 12 hours of laying flat, which like 9 and a half, 10 hours can be sleeping ideally. And so it's almost like it's like, I get tired. Like I don't have a ton of energy like towards the end of the day, but like I don't plan to have energy at that time of day. If I do, it's bonus time, right? Like I'm hoping to do laundry tonight, my most hated care task, but I don't need my sharpest brain power to do laundry. But all that to say, it's been good for me, and like I would rather do it the gentle way and get the foresight from like a psychic reading rather than like spiral out and then like have to like rebuild from that, because it's a hardship for me to spiral.
If someone wants to increase their horizontal time, and if laying on your back is not comfortable, the internet provides infinite products for you to accommodate yourself and your needs. I want everyone to know that a prone pillow exists and it is very comfortable. It's a pillow that is shaped so that you prone means laying face down. If we lay
Which
face
is very
down,
soothing for us. Like the compression on the chest is very soothing for us energetically. So, and it's good if you're having like COVID breathing
Yes.
issues, laying prone is good for your lungs.
Laying prone is comfortable with a prone pillow. Laying face down without a prone pillow means that your neck has got to be turned, and it's probably going to cause discomfort later on.
What's a
So,
prone pillow? How does that, what's the
allow
mechanic?
me to share my screen once again.
Once again, I'm so into it. Pew, pew, pew. Screen is shared.
So they're certainly not affordable, but when it comes to my physical comfort and my body, I'm willing to use Affirm and pay in installments.
I
So,
am definitely going to put this on my Amazon wish list, a prone pillow.
okay, I'm telling you, this is the specific one that I have experienced using. There is a cutout for your face so that you can remain in neutral alignment in your neck, but without suffocating. There are supports at the lower aspect of the prone pillow that support your shoulders, because if your shoulders are dropping down over time, that's going to be really uncomfortable for you. So this is designed to be, how do you say, I don't know, fucking comfortable.
Bianca, can I ask you about your boobs?
Yeah.
Do you have bigger boobs or do you have littler boobs?
I have littler boobies.
Okay. So you
boobettes.
What I find is when I'm like, when I'm lucky enough to be getting a massage, which it has been 5 years. But when I'm lucky enough to get a massage, like I usually need extra pillows under my shoulders when I'm like face down in a headrest, because I have pretty big boobs. I don't even have like very big boobs, but pretty big boobs. So I'm curious if they make a plus size prone pillow.
I don't know. But
where, like,
now
plus size people have had well, maybe I need to be the plus size person to try it out. But if you're fatty and you have a prone pillow you like, hit me up.
Bevan, what is your Venmo?
At Bevan B, I think. It's not Bevan hyphen B, is it? Okay. I'm going to look. I have it
is
right.
Is it Bevan Baskin?
No, Bevan Baskin is not me. Even okay. though some people say that Carol Baskin looks like me. I am not Bevan Baskin. I am just regular Bevan. And I don't use the last name. It's just Bevan. But on the internet, on Venmo, if you Venmo me, my last name's there. It's at Bevan B, no hyphen, just Bevan B.
Bevan B.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bevinbe?
Well, no, just Bevinb, the letter B.
Huh.
It's six. It's a six-letter Venmo.
Why am I not seeing it?
I also put a thing in my, if you want to Venmo me for my prone pillow, I put it in my show notes.
Is it in your Instagram?
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. This is important.
Why are we talking about my Venmo?
You will find out in 1 second.
Okay. But the prone pillow, I love the way you spend money on things too, because you were the one who tipped me off to that shaky thing. I don't know what you call it. The vibration thing?
The power plate?
Yeah, the power plate. So my friends have one, and I knew about it because of Bianca, and now every time I go to their house, I use it, and I cannot wait to get one of my own.
I see. Literally, capital B, Bevan B. Okay. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably follow Bevan on Instagram, at Bevan's Party. Click the link in Bevan's Instagram profile until you find her Venmo. Can everybody right now stop what you're doing, make a donation? Bevan has not had a massage in 5 years, and Bevan is worthy of a physical touch and therapeutic massage.
Wow.
Pause this podcast and do not return to listening until you send Bevan something on Venmo. This goddess is worthy.
You're so sweet, Bianca. Thank you for hyping.
I love you.
So I can get a massage. I receive. I can't wait for my massage.
Thank you in advance to everybody who has donated to Bevan's wellness.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait. I really need it, actually. I really, it's funny because I've been, in my last episode, actually, I just talked about like maybe needing to get another part-time job because I already have one. And just to like, you know, let Fat Kid Dance Party, you know, pay for itself a little bit more, buy a new laptop, like do that kind of stuff. And I was like, and also I've already built in like more of a wellness practice. Like I want to be getting weekly acupuncture too. So I found a community acupuncture place in Port Townsend. Right. So it's just a matter of like still having the community rate. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's all happening. Everything's happening and we're supporting my best wellness and
yes,
all the ways. Okay. So tell us about the power plate because I love it.
Yes.
My friend, whose power plate it is, said it was like doing a chess match, like with your brain and your nervous system. Like it like really, activates or like releases. Tell me all about it.
I think it does all those things. I think that whole body vibration, first of all, it vibrates up, down, forward, back. It's like every possible dimension. And your body receives so much input and stimulation and activation of your muscles that it's like physiologically turns on all these wonderful systems, and it takes less effort from you because the plate itself is vibrating. So I use a power plate. It is expensive, but once again, I did a payment plan because it was worth it for my health. One of the more unusual ways that I use the power plate is for vagal stimulation. The vagus nerve, or the biggest, longest nerve in your body, that, if I'm not mistaken, is responsible for kind of the rest, relax, rest and digest
Yeah.
part of your responses.
This is why so many of us traumatized babes have tummy issues later in life.
There are so many reasons why we have tummy issues. But I find the power plate soothing. If I'm activated, if I'm having a full-blown panic attack or whatever it may be, I can stand on it or I can lay on it and just let my legs jiggle. And the feeling, the sensation that I get, it tickles a little bit. So number one, it takes my mind off of my stress. But number two, it releases all these like hormones and chemicals that typically would take a lot of effort to release without the power of whole body vibration. Unfortunately, there is a lot of fat phobic and diet culture stuff on the Power Plate website. However, they also do have a lot of scientific articles on their website. So if you feel enough to X out of those type of bullshit things, take a look at click it's powerplate.com, powerplate.com, click science and read through the articles. There's hormones that it releases for like senior men to help them make their bones more dense. Neurologically speaking, it can make you more calm if it's activating your vagus nerve. Because of all of the stimulation and all the different planes, your muscles get, I think, like 176% more activation when you're doing any sort of movement on the power plate versus on stable ground. It's pretty tremendous.
I have stood on it for 10 minutes at a time and I just stand there. Although my friends who have a home gym, and so they do their exercises on it. So, but I just feel like, as someone who is just very phlegmatic, I'm here for the easy the easy mode
Sure.
whenever I can. It's so nice. It just feels soothing. It gets a little bit, it's almost uncomfortable. I do it into I just turn it on and I only turn the level up into the yellow. So the yellow is the second, the mid-range level, but just a couple into the yellow. And that's plenty for me to be able to stand on there for 10
Sure.
minutes. And I do it in my sock feet with my little, doing my little broad stance, my
I
tripod
love that.
in
I
front of
was
you.
wondering about your bunion.
It hasn't been feeling hurty. I would say,
I love that.
I talked to you on Valentine's Day 2023 about these foot exercises, and I was very inconsistent for a very long time, but still did it. And I have felt this last winter time, because winter, when it gets cold and my extremities, just even the little things, being aware of my stance and doing
Right.
more things barefoot and doing the little exercises when I think of it, even not doing it daily, massive increase or decrease in bunion pain.
Exactly. It does not have to be all or nothing. If anybody has hypermobility, standing or doing any sort of exercise or even sitting on a power plate can really benefit you. It takes less effort for you to get more muscle activation. And when you increase your muscle mass, you improve your proprioception. Proprioception is a fancy word for knowing your brain, knowing where your body is in space. If you're clumsy, sit on a power plate and see what happens.
I love that. I can't wait to also have a power plate. That is also in my bucket list of things I want to have in the
At Bevan B on Venmo. Power plates are expensive. Donate to Bevan now. Thank you for this message.
I'm gonna use the Venmo towards massage, but
Great.
power plates on the list. But listen, the cool thing about virality is at a moment's notice, the goddess could just decide, oh, it's time to be viral again, sell a bunch of workout videos. They're just out there. Right.
I just had something come into my brain. All
Please.
right. The lymphatic system, the system of vessels that helps to clear out our toxins and fluids. Did I explain that correctly so far.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that was a very simple, beautiful way to describe the lymphatic system. It's what gets inflamed when we're sick, right? And
your lymph nodes.
Yeah.
Your cardiovascular system has a pump, your heart, through which your blood flows. Your respiratory system has lungs and a diaphragm. Your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump. It is stimulated through the activation of muscles. If you are not moving and not activating your muscles, your lymphatic system is probably underactive. When you stand on a vibration plate, a whole body vibration plate, such as the power plate, and you're getting all that muscle activity, your lymphatic system is getting a primer. I just recovered from bronchitis 3 weeks long. And when I couldn't breathe through either of my nostrils, and the fact that I live in the high desert and it's very dry and my throat was sore and I was coughing, I was like, for fuck's sake, I need to be able to breathe through a nostril. So I would stand on the power plate. I would do like 5 minutes and my nose would be running and all my sinuses would just completely drain because my lymphatic system was being stimulated.
It's like, it is the first thing I do when I get to my friend's house after hugging everybody. It's like, I just go and like, and I don't even care if it's socially weird to and people are chatting. I'm like, here I am putting, I know my way around this place. Plug it in.
Yeah.
Stand on the
Fuck
thing.
It.
Everybody came, they were praying over their meal or our meal. We were eating collectively and everyone just walked over to me. I'm on the plate. And I just said, you know, if I don't do it right away, I won't do it. I'll forget. And so,
right.
I mean, I cannot tell you what a resource it is to have even just friends with a power plate. Like, please, if you have access to try one, try it and like, keep it low. You don't need to, my friend, the first time I stood on it, I could only do 2 minutes because it was on the highest vibration. Cause he's like, I don't know. He's got a lot of Leo in his chart. Like, very much about the like, just do the thing. But yeah, it's not my vibe. I'm a slow and steady girl. You can always get more high is all I'm saying. You know, like you can always turn the power plate up more, start slow and like, just see how it feels. Like it does feel a touch weird to me, but oh, and also afterwards, Savasana, like just stand still and let the vibration just settle in your body for like a minute or so. We really forget we need a Savasana. That's corpse pose. That's just laying still after yoga, but also after orgasm, after lots of like exertion. Like there's a really great video in my Fakia Dance Party on demand library. It's a self-care party branded one, but it's basically me teaching a full aerobics class and then my friend Tamara from Ganja Yoga teaching a yoga nidra class, which is like you know, about a half an hour laying there with like a guided meditation and some sound healing. And it is, I think, like the perfect kind of arc of integration. So just remember, 1 minute of integration after the party plate. What is it? Power plate.
It's the party plate now.
It's the party plate. I'm gonna do my own branded party plate.
Exactly.
With a confetti like little pad or whatever. Not a boring black pad, but a confetti pad. Or a glitter.
That's also iridescent, preferably.
Yeah, sure. All of them. And like one where it like changes color depending on your feet
or
whatever.
Like it's a mood ring, mood plate, party plate.
Yes, it's that hyper color party plate. I'm ready. I'm ready. Whoever manufactures these things, please hit me up, fatkiddanceparty@gmail.com.
Harder, better, faster, stronger isn't necessarily true. When it comes to whole body vibration, the data is out there, the reports are out there. The low level of vibration is the same as the high level of vibration. The higher vibration doesn't have better results. It just, some people might prefer it for whatever reason. I'll say this. If you're going to stand on a power plate, or you, Bevan, if you're standing there and it's feeling a little funky, don't come up onto your tippy toes necessarily, but just remove a little bit of your heels and it might stop jiggling your jaw or rattling your teeth and make it a little more comfortable. Just lift your heels up a little bit, not all the way. Reduce some of the pressure.
Ooh, I'm ready. Thank you.
You can lay down on the power plate as well. It's really comfortable.
Oh, I like that. I mean,
a little lumbar support pillow probably a long way.
Okay. So if you were to lay on the power plate, would you lay with like your calves on it? Would you like lay with your booty on it? Like where would you put the power plate on your body?
B, all of the above, whatever I choose.
Oh, okay.
Anything goes. If your calves are sore, if you have chronically tight calves, lay on your back with your calves on the power plate. If you have tight pecs, lay on your belly beside the power plate with your arm on it and then switch sides. You can be creative. There's no wrong way to vibe.
The power plate has Hitachi Magic Wand vibes. If you know, you know. It's just a different, it's just laying flat. It's different, different. It's sort of
That's right.
like the difference between a clit and a penis, how like they're the same nerves, just one is a lot more condensed than the other one. They're just all different forms of the same stuff. Okay, Bianca, anything else about habits that we did not talk about before we wind this up? But certainly we'll have you on again.
Be patient. Rome wasn't built in a day, and you're not going to perfect your habits in a day. Be consistent. Don't give up on yourself. Have the audacity to believe that you can achieve anything that you desire. Be disciplined. Be consistent. Ask for help. If you have a break, try to get back into it when it calls you again. Don't quit on yourself. I love you. Good luck.
Crawl if you must, but just keep going. Be consistent. That's James Clear. Bianca, I'm going to hand hosting over to you to close out podcast.
This has been Bevan's Party. What's the name of your podcast?
Bevan, a femme over 40 and her friend.
This has been Bevan, a femme over 40 and her friends, another spectacular podcast. I'm at a loss for words. Give us a round of applause.
Yes, a
Thank you.
round of
Thank you.
applause.
Thank you for listening. If you don't show up for yourself today, show up for someone else. The best way for you to receive blessings is to give blessings.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job no matter where you are right now. Just showing up, being alive, you're doing great.
You're not alone.
We need you.
We need you. We love you. Thanks for showing up for yourself every day.